were for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The state's Year 9 students have recorded their worst performance for reading in NAPLAN examinations since the tests began. One in 10 pupils now unable to reach the national minimum standard when it comes to the discipline. The latest results show students reading at a national minimum standard level declined from 94.4% of all New South Wales students in 2008 to 89.7% of students this year. But in some good news for the state, the preliminary NAPLAN data released by the Australian Curriculum and Reporting Authority today said children in Year 3, 5 and 7 had results which were not significantly different to those in 2019 before schooling across the state was disrupted by COVID. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A mother of three children has become the youngest woman to die from COVID in New South Wales, with the deadly virus also leaving her husband fighting for life in hospital. Anita Asako was found unresponsive at her home in Emerton, Western Sydney, about 3 p.m. on Monday, just days after she had tested positive for the virus. It is understood her condition deteriorated quickly, and despite the best efforts of paramedics who rushed to the scene, she could not be resuscitated. Under the current efforts to contain the virus in southwest and western Sydney, army officers are assisting police in ensuring compliance for anyone who has tested positive. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
People of West and Southwest Sydney are driving the state's increasing vaccination coverage, but hotspot local government areas could miss out on extra freedoms set to be announced this week. Premier Gladys Berejiklian will announce on Thursday or Friday greater freedoms for vaccinated people now that New South Wales has recorded 6 million jabs. However, Ms. Berejiklian would not say whether people suffering under the toughest restrictions in local government areas of concern would enjoy any extra freedom. Asked directly whether areas recording more than 100 cases a day could have restrictions eased, the chief health officer said health authorities faced a complex decision. And in sport, Sydney's Lance Franklin insists his focus is on taking down the GWS Giants in their AFL elimination final and not his impending 1,000-goal milestone as he prepares to bid farewell to family again. The Swans and Giants found out on Monday night their loved ones can't join them on their finals campaign, which will end for one of the Sydney clubs on Saturday. It's the latest setback for the two clubs, which have been disadvantaged more than any other this year because of Sydney's COVID-19 crisis. But it hasn't dulled Franklin's excitement for the finals as he nears his incredible goal-kicking feat. And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on CrimeX Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.